have you got that big point that we're thinking about today that I gave you to look after?
That thing you worked really hard on and,
yeah.
and used all your coat hangers so all your clothes is really creased.
That's why
now.
I'm all scruffled. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I did bring it.
Great.
But when I was in the car park, I dropped it and then it broke into lots of little pieces.
Andy. Okay, well, that's fine. We can put it back together. Where is it?
Well, and then I lost it. Well, all apart from this bit. I've got this bit, but I lost the rest.
You've got one bit.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to need your help, I think. Can you guys have a look around the church and can you collect for us any more things that look like this? Can you grab them and bring them to the front? There should be four more of them. We're looking for four more. Oh dear, they
Some
must be very lost.
Going on.
Oh, amazing. Thank you very much. We've got one. It says your. Okay. Let's have a look. Parents, your.
See, God's coming. That's good.
God's on his way up the aisle.
Yeah,
fab.
Good.
Let's
says.
See. Oh, there should be, I think, one more. God. Where do you think God goes?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, says.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Okay, guys, have a seat again. Have a seat, and we'll see if we can put these in the right. I think this one goes here. Oh, Andy, I can't believe you lost this.
I'm really sorry.
Okay. Well, I think we've got it. Can you guys read this out for us? Yes, Sienna, do you want to read it really loud? God says, honour your parents. Very good, Sienna. Let's try reading that all together. One, two, three.
God says, honour your parents.
I think we should do it again, but louder. Ready? One, two, three.
God says, honour your parents.
Really, really quiet. One, two, three. God says, honour your parents. Hold on. What is it that God says? Honour your parents. Who says that? God says it. Very, very good.
Now, that is taken straight from the Bible, from the Ten Commandments that we've been learning about this term, 10 good rules that God gave his people. Now, can anyone remember which one this is? Anyone try? Yeah? Not number 4, not number 10 yet? Yeah? It's 5, yeah. Do you remember 5? Yes, sir.
Okay, well, why don't we read it from the Bible? Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. That's on page 185. So that's Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. I think we're all on our way. Page 185. Okay? I think we're there. It says, honour your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you will live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
God says, honour your parents. But I wonder this morning what that really means. Why not have a chat to the person next to you? What do you think honour means? Just for 30 seconds, what do you think honour means?
What do you think?
Huh? Okay, it sounds like there's lots of brilliant high-level discussion going on and some screaming as well. Bear those thoughts in mind and we'll keep thinking about it.
Because first things first, well, why should we honour our parents? Well, the first thing we're going to see today is that honouring your parents is a big deal.
It's a big deal because God tells us to. As Christians, we believe that God speaks in the Bible and that his rules are good. So God saying in Deuteronomy 6:15, honour your father and mother, means we should do it. If God says it, it must be a big deal.
And also, it's a big deal because God promises it will go well with you if you do. He says it right there in that verse. It says, honour your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you will live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
And it's a big deal because Jesus says so. In Mark chapter 7, he says that if we ignore this command, we're basically saying that God's word is nothing, like it doesn't matter.
And honouring your parents is a big deal because Jesus did it, even when he was dying on the cross. In John chapter 19, he saw his mother and he told one of his disciples to look after her.
Honouring your parents is a big deal. God says it, he promises it's good for us, Jesus says we should, and Jesus did it too. So this is a command we need to take seriously.
And we need to take it seriously even if we're grown up, or if our parents don't live very close, or even if they're not around anymore. Honouring your parents is a big deal, and it has something to say to each one of us.
And we're going to think a bit more about what that means for us in a moment. But first, we're going to sing a song all about God's word. So as the music begins, we'll stand. In fact, let's stand now. We'll stand together.
So God says, honour your parents. It is a big deal. But how do we do that?
Great question. Well, the first way we do that is to recognise who they are.
Who thinks they're good at recognising people? Anyone?
A few of
well,
us.
We've got a quiz to find out if we're good at recognising people.
Brilliant. Yeah, so someone's going to appear on the screen. We're not going to be able to see all of them. You've got to work out who it might be. We'll play this side of the church against this side of the church. It's a very serious competition.
This side's going to win, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly not. This side's going to win, though, right?
Yeah.
No, this side's going to win. Yeah. Guys, a bit louder.
Okay, yeah. That wasn't great, Polly. Okay, we'll have our first one up. The first bit of someone's face. Is someone on this side of the room? Who do we think it is? Okay. Do you want to tell me? Peppa Pig, let's see. It is Peppa Pig. 1-0 to us. Come on.
Okay, we're going to get this next one, though. Let's have a look at the next one. Oh, I think
so
it's
much harder.
Who thinks they know who this is? Bella, do you think you know? Mary Berry, let's have a look. Is it Mary Berry?
Oh, well
very
done.
Very good, Bella.
Well
very
done.
Good. That's one
okay.
all.
Back to my team, the best team. Let's see who's next. Who do we think that is? Interesting. Does anybody know? Oh, yeah, a couple of people at the back, some ideas. Yes? Yes, Raheem Sterling. Well done, there he is. 4 goals in 2 games for England last week. Very good player.
Okay, next up, my side. We're going to have to get this right, okay? Who is this? Let's see. Do you know who it is? Is it the Queen? Let's have a look.
Wow.
It's the Queen! Very well done.
Okay, guys, do you want to know a secret before we do the last one? I made this quiz, and there's only one question left. So, my team, if you get this, you win. Hello, who do you think this is? Nick! It is Nick!
Hey.
And the final score's 3-2.
Yes. That doesn't seem fair. Oh, well.
It's not fair.
You're honest to me.
Why did we do that quiz? Well, well done, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. Well played, everyone. See, honouring in the Bible, it doesn't just mean the way you act towards a person. It's also about how you feel about a person.
It's not just about what you do. It's about what you think.
So our verse this morning says, honour your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
And a really big part of that is to recognise who your parents are and to recognise that God has given them to you.
See, God rules everything, everywhere, always. And in his perfect rule, he has put each one of us in the family that we are in.
God gave us our parents, so we need to give them the right value in our hearts.
Not based on what they do, or what they say, or how much ice cream they give us, or how much they tell us off, but just because of who they are.
And actually, even if we don't live with our parents anymore, we should still honour them.
Like remembering to call them, or to go and see them, or even, dare I say it, asking them for their advice.
Honour your parents. Recognise who they are.
Now, I want us all to imagine that the Queen is coming to visit us, and we are very excited.
What sort of things can we do to get ready for her?
Good idea. Looking around, I wonder if we could tidy up. That might be a start. And then maybe we could dress smartly. And a really important thing for lots of us would be to make some space on our phones to take some pictures, because we might not have the room.
That's true. And apparently, you need to get a new toilet seat when the Queen comes, so we should definitely do that.
Yeah. And maybe, or maybe we could get some cake in, yeah, and some crisps. I love Scotch eggs, so maybe a few of those, and some ice cream, and Jaffa cakes as well. You know, I think Jaffa cakes seem really royal to me.
Stop talking about food. I think they get it.
Okay, sorry. So the point is, we'd want to prepare really well for the Queen, wouldn't we? Not just because of anything she's done, just because she's the Queen.
She's the Queen, so we should honour her.
And actually, it's just like that with our mums and dads.
To honour them here in the Bible, it means something like to give them the right weight, to give them the right place in our hearts.
We should always honour them, even when we don't like what they're saying or how they're behaving, because God gave them to us.
And for those of us who don't live with our parents anymore, or they're no longer with us, well, if we're Christians, then we have a heavenly Father too.
And sometimes it's not easy to like what he says or what he does. Sometimes there are things in the Bible that we might find a bit tricky.
Or things that happen to us that we don't really understand. But we should honour him, not because of what he does, but because of who he is.
Not just with our actions, but with our hearts as well. And we've been learning from Deuteronomy this term about loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and strength. And that can be really tricky.
Honour your parents. Realise who they are.
Well, we've got another way to honour our parents in just a moment. But before we do that, we're going to sing again together. And this is another song that's got some actions. So if you'd like to do the actions, feel free to follow along. Shall we stand together? Amazing. Do take your seats. Now, I think it's about time we played a game. I love games. Let's play Simon Says.
Oh, I love Simon Says. Can I be Simon? Because I love telling people what to do.
Yeah, that's really revealing, Polly. Yes, of course you can. Off you go.
Perfect. Okay, everybody up. We're going to play Simon Says. Oh, guys.
Stand up on your feet. Come on.
All of you stood up. You've already lost. I'm joking. That was only a joke. Up you go. Everybody, we're going to play Simon Says.
Everybody stand up.
Simon Says, everyone stand up. Okay, Simon Says, one hand in the air. Simon Says, both hands in the air. Both hands down. Oh, guys, if you're out, have a seat. Simon Says, wiggle your arms around like this. Now wiggle them like this. Oh, if you wiggled them differently, you have to sit down. Simon Says, hands by your side. Simon Says, nod your head. Simon Says, stick out your tongue. And Simon Says, pick it back in again. Simon Says, shrug your shoulders. Now put them back down. Oh, that was some of you.
Movement.
Okay, now put them back down. Oh, guys, I got all of you. I think if your hand, if your shoulders are still up, you win. Simon says you're the winners.
Round of applause.
Well done.
Have a seat.
Okay, do grab a seat.
Well, I really enjoyed playing that game. But why did we play it, Andy?
I'm glad you asked. We played that game because honouring your parents isn't just about recognising who they are. For children, it's also about doing what they say.
So our verse says, "Honour your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you."
So the thing is though, right, if we recognise who they are, then we'll want to do what they say.
Yeah, okay, but what if we don't feel like it?
If we don't feel like it?
Yeah.
Well, honouring your parents means doing what they say.
Yeah, but what about when they ask us to eat our vegetables or to tidy our rooms?
Yeah, even then.
Okay, but what about when they tell us to turn off the TV or game or do our homework?
Yeah, even then.
What about when they ask us to leave our phones downstairs when we go to bed?
Absolutely. We need to do what they say.
Well, that sounds really hard. That reminds me of Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, about to be arrested and killed on the cross.
Yeah, he was praying. In Matthew 26, verse 39, he was praying, "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me, yet not as I will, but as you will."
See, Jesus knew he had to die. That's what he means by the cup. He's talking about the cup of God's anger.
He knew that his death was the only way to fix our relationship with God. That we all, by our nature and by our choices, reject God.
And the only way to bridge that gap between us and God was for Jesus, the perfect person, and God himself, to die in our place.
But in the garden, he was scared. And he was longing for there to be another way.
So he went back and he prayed a few moments later and he said,
"My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, then your will be done."
And he did drink it. He died in our place so that we can know God.
Jesus is the perfect example of doing what his father said, even when it cost him everything.
I wonder what you guys make of Jesus. If you trust Jesus, if you believe that Jesus really did that.
That Jesus really died on the cross to make a way for you to be friends with God.
Whether you're 4 or 44 or 7 or 77, Jesus did that for you.
Here at Holy Trinity, we really believe that. In fact, that's what we're all about.
So if you're interested, then please think more about coming to the Easter services to hear more about it.
And to Christianity Explored, that Nick mentioned earlier, it's just a course that you can come to for a few weeks. Look at the Bible, and it's a great place to think a bit more about Jesus.
So what should we do with all of this? Well, we should see this morning that honouring your parents is a big deal.
That honouring our parents means both recognising who they are and doing what they say.
And more than that, we need to see how Jesus honoured his father all the way to the cross.
To make a way for people like us who mess up to know a God who never messes up.
We are going to pray now. And as we do, we're going to say sorry to God for the ways that we've let him down in the past few days.